Okay.
I think it's the Gordons. How are you boys?
Tired, but happy to be here.
Sounds like it. Did you guys know that it is the first episode of the Bad Slam podcast for the summer of 2020?
We literally just found out from Uncle Phil.
Found that out as a late-breaking development. The beers come out, and it's the dawn of a new era. It's watermelon beer season.
This is that time of year where we usually do our summer beer preview tasting shows.
Our second annual summer beer tasting show.
Yeah.
This time last year, we were probably at Whole Foods just clipping the racks and getting everything that was painted yellow or pink.
Hey, did you guys see that there's a new beer shop in Dunloring?
No.
Like over by the metro? Yeah, there's... I'm trying to remember what was there before. But anyways... I drove by and I noticed it's a straight beer shop.
Nice.
And they also have like growler pours and all that stuff. I didn't have a chance to go in yet, but definitely go check it out if you're passing by or looking for some booze.
Always looking for booze.
Seems like they had a good selection there too.
Oh, you went inside?
No, I was just looking through the window.
Remember, we're talking to the guy who buys everything based on the way it looks on the label. So everything was bright and shiny. So
beautiful cans. Beautiful cans. Beautiful cans. A lot of cans.
A lot of great cans in Merrifield, let me tell you.
Why everybody?
That made no sense.
Why everybody refills on their sips?
Are we refilling? Can we go hard? We go live?
I'm filled up. I'm good.
Me
I got
too.
My Vesper Martini, so it's like a carafe full of gin, basically.
This is my chaser.
A carafe full of gin. You're chasing your beer with some whiskey.
No. This is a what is this? Black Summer Bourbon Whiskey Lemon Tea.
That sounds delicious.
What the hell happened with you where you had to get everything in can form? Like,
I don't know.
What happened?
My wife picked this one up. She thought I would like it, and I do like it because I've been on that, you know, that vodka mule kick in the can.
There's definitely a trend
here. So it's from the same company, Cutwater Spirits. So it's, you know, straight bourbon whiskey with natural lemon and tea flavors. It's really refreshing. Go get it.
Where do you get that that one beer that the beer tender was showing off the other week? It was like some like slushy looking beer.
It was in Richmond, so it's not. He got it.
Oh, it's not locally available.
No. It's direct from that brewery. I can't remember. I'll find it here during the show. But yeah, it was direct from Richmond.
The big fancy one.
Yes.
That one looks perfect for the summer.
I know. I don't think it's... No. I don't think it's a local brewery.
Now.
Whatever.
Okay. We'll fix it in post. Okay. Figured I'd ask. Try to narrow down the search before you go on this wild goose hunt.
Okay.
All right. Well, while Jack does that, should we go ahead and start the show?
Start the show.
Wait, we're on Twitch, right?
We are.
We're terrible at this. It's 5 minutes into the show, we're asking if we're still on Twitch.
It's better than asking like 20 minutes in.
Yeah, or waiting 20 minutes into the show and then all your equipment starts to fade. It's one or the other.
Nice.
All right, we'll start the show. Thanks for tuning in on Twitch, as Ice was trying to point out and get us going here on another Thursday. I'm the the moderator, Asian John. He's Jack, furiously Googling on his Google machine.
Hello.
And there's ice.
I found the answer, though. It's the answer.
What is the answer?
It is the answer. That's what it's called. It's the it's from the
what?
It's
the name of
is
the
it really?
Is,
yeah.
Allen Iverson has branched out.
Yeah.
My God.
It's called, the brewery is called the answer. The beer that we're talking about is the Quad Mother of Sawyer. It's a strawberry banana dulce de leche fruit beer. So it looks amazing. The Quad Mother.
Does it?
Yeah,
it sounds awful.
Really?
I'm sure it looks better than it sounds.
It looks good. It looks really.
Hey, Beerman69 on Twitch, can you get us a couple cans of that next time you get a...
Please.
You can get us anything. You can get it in the can, that's for sure. But for the Beerman69 and anyone else checking us out on Twitch, thanks for taking a watch this week. But if you're listening on the podcast, be that on Apple or Google or Spotify, wherever you check out podcasts, we appreciate if you give us a subscribe, one, and two, leave us a 5-star review, and of course, help us out all you can by shopping through the website badslant.com, hitting the support tab, doing all your Amazon, Target, and Walmart shopping by clicking on the banners there. I think, Ice, you mentioned last week that you were going to be venturing out into the great unknown, and by that I mean the gyms of Northern Virginia. Have you been covering up? Have you taken any extra precautions to get yourself back into working order?
I did. I went on Monday as a trial just to see, because my account with Orange Theory, they gave you for the whole lockdown, they put your account on hold, so they're not charging you for the past 3 months. So with them attempting to reopen, they're giving everyone the opportunity to either start back up again, or you can pause it for another 3 months.
Pause.
So I decided to let's try one class, and if one class felt comfortable enough, I'll keep it going. If not, I'll just ask them to hold off for another 3 months. So I went on Monday, and I'll give them credit, man. It's I like all the protocols that they put in place to make people feel comfortable. I went to the very first class of the day, so I went at 5 a.m. There was no one there was no classes in front of me, so I know the studio's completely
loser.
Wiped down. It's clean. There's no sweat. There's no funk in the air. When you line up, they put the little stickers on the ground so everyone's spaced apart. They check your temperature before you're coming in. After you come in, they assign you. You tell them where you want to start. They assign you a number, and you stay on that equipment the entire time, and no one shares equipment with you. They give you hand sanitizers every time you walk in and out. They open all the doors to just keep the airflow circulating. They ask you to wipe every time
your
you
ass?
Leave the station.
Oh.
There's so many rules. All the instructors and the staff that's working is wearing masks and gloves. They're really trying to make you feel comfortable. So I give
sounds
them a lot
like
of
it.
Credit for it.
But what did you do specifically? It sounds like they took all the extra precautions. Did you do anything different to put yourself in a safer position?
I started off working out with the mask on. So I come in with the mask. I tried my hardest to work out the entire time with the mask on, but it's just, you get to a point where you're just like, I can't, I gotta just get some air.
Like they wake you up and say, sir, you passed out. I think it's time that you take that thing off.
Yeah. But, aside from that, I do because as you're rotating, I make sure that I use their, their wipes and wipe everything down thoroughly. I try not to actually
pivot.
Touch anything. So on the treadmill, I try to touch the buttons, keep it to a minimum just so I'm not putting my germs down. And yeah. So, overall it's been pretty good. And I don't know if I would feel comfortable doing an afternoon class though, because I know that there's several classes that went in right before me. So going 5 a.m. perfect. Cause I'd either do that or I wouldn't go at all.
I'll take your word for it on the 5 a.m. thing, but I have one thing you could throw. So it sounds like the mask was kind of an iffy proposition, but I got one thing you could throw into the rotation that could potentially take you to the next level of hygienics and safety.
What's that?
You can get yourself a pair of Mechanics covert tactical gloves. This is going to be a reference that neither of you will understand. But Sting, the man called Sting, professional wrestler Sting, back in his WCW days on Monday Nitro, he wore, like, he had the white, the crow makeup, you know, very emo. Ooh. Black and white. You remember
it's the
that,
best
right?
looking one. Yeah,
exactly. The best version of Sting ever. And I'll take that to the grave. So that was his look. Jack has fallen asleep. So that was Sting's look, but he took it over the top by having these Mechanics gloves, and like they look like, you know, athletic gloves, but it just had red Mechanics on the outside. I had no idea what the hell it was, but apparently they're tactical gloves. Police officers use them. Like they serve all kinds of functions. You can use it at the gym. Now the new versions, you can actually use it with your smartphone. So it's something you can use, you know, when you're working out at the gym. You need to skip a song, mark what you're working out on, like that whole thing, and the machine washable. And get them right now for $24 on Amazon.com. And they have a whole host of colors and different versions. They got an impact variety with padding on the knuckles if you want to fist fight the people in your life, like all for fitness purposes, obviously. But you can do all that with these gloves. And I got mine en route, also, again, purchased through Amazon for $24. So check them out if you want to pay homage to one of the greatest wrestlers of all time and stay safe.
Okay.
So. Yes, but when you buy it, make sure you get it through our link. I think we'll throw a banner up there at some point on our website.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mechanics original covert gloves, $24 on Amazon.
Do you guys find yourself having just an excess of masks and gloves now? Like, I felt like when all this first started, like back in March, like I, out of panic, I ordered a crap, like I just, any gloves that were available, I just ordered, masks, ordered, anything that popped up, ordered. But it never came when I ordered, and it's just been slowly showing up at the house. So now all the things I ordered back in March are appearing at my doorstep, and now I have so many latex gloves and mask, and you know,
all
some
the gloves
cloth.
Are like busting on your face and chest simultaneously.
I was like, what do I do with all this? You know,
stockpile.
I don't think I ran into that problem. It's kind of been a measured approach, but for some reason, I don't remember going out that much this week, but we have like a pretty decent supply of gloves, like the Adidas ones you were talking about last week and some other ones that we purchased. They've all been used, and I think we've been trying to stick to that one use and then wash situation. But yeah,
oh, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's precautionary, but leaves us in the situation where if I want to go get a bottle of gin, I got to tie a bandana around my face. I'm not quite in the same position you are, but I think before long we're probably going to wind up getting to that level, because I think you can start getting, like this will be something you're interested in, Ice. Under Armour has a mask that is specifically designed for athletics. It's on back order. So you have to buy it, and then it'll be available, I think, in August. So if your
Too
Orange
late.
Theory membership hasn't expired by then, you might have a shot.
We'll be hit with the second wave before Ice gets those that mask.
Can we talk about that real quick? So we got a lot of stuff to talk about. I know it was Father's Day last week, and I think we decreed last week that we weren't going to talk about sports, number one, and number two, we weren't going to be as regimented to the show sheet. So we'll just kind of free form it for the bulk of the show. But just real quick, as far as the COVID stuff, and I know we talked about it to death in the early stages of the lockdown, and now we're kind of. Jack mentioned the second wave. We're kind of on the precipice of that damn second wave. Are you guys even remotely entertaining the notion of going back out to movie theaters and amusement parks as Ice hit us up to the idea of King's Dominion opening its doors again?
Nope.
Does any of this sound remotely feasible to you?
No. It's a hard
Hell
pass.
No.
It's a hard pass. Like a seriously hard pass. There's nothing in place that it makes me feel safe to take my children. My children don't even like keeping the masks on for like more than 10 minutes. So I can't take take them out. So no, I mean, I can't.
Look, I love my nephew. I love my niece. Every picture I see you guys posting, no mask.
No mask because we don't see anyone. We've kind of isolated ourselves to here. So it's like, it's no. If we were in a crowd, I would be like, get the hell out of here. Get the kids going. Let's go.
Well, man, I mean, the first one out there.
Man, I didn't read the full details of Phase 3, but right now what they're saying, Phase 3 is scheduled to, what, July 1st? What the big one that caught my attention was in Phase 3, you're now allowed to have social gatherings of 250 people. 250, man. I'm not comfortable with that.
Can you – wait. Let me do the math real quick. Are they saying like 250 people but with like 6 feet of distance in between all of them? Or –
I mean,
or just there's no parameters on the distancing.
I'm going to guess that's going to be up to the event holders to, I mean, it would be in their best interest if they were going to have 250 people that they're spacing everyone apart, but that's really up. I mean, look at the reality of the weekend. There was no social distancing there. They just crammed everyone in a stadium and they're like shoulder to shoulder.
Oh my God. Yeah, so, you're right.
Wait, which rally are you talking about? Because there was one that did not have that many people shoulder to shoulder.
Well, that's the one in Tulsa.
Right. But But Ice, you're right. So it is social gatherings are limited to 50% occupancy of the space or 250 participants, whichever is less. So 250 is max. You can't have concerts, obviously, things like that. But that is allowed. Oh, unreal. Like,
that's crazy.
There's no chance. I mean, they have to follow CDC guidelines, but it's, I mean, I read the article you sent over about, or the guidelines for Regal Cinemas, and I mean, why would I, again, expose myself for the risk of seeing, just being out and about? People are going effing stir crazy, man. Like, they're just, they're going nuts. So they can't help it, and especially with summer started already, it's people are going to be even more laissez-faire about everything.
Look, I want to see Tenet as much as the next guy, and it happens to fall on my birthday, but I'm not risking shit just to see John David Washington battle it out with the Batman. Like it's the risk is not worth the reward. It's bizarre, and you know, like. I sent the article about Regal, but AMC caught a whole shitload of flack about them not wanting masks to be a politicization topic with their constituents, and they backtracked on that so quickly. But you know that if that's their stance initially, like how seriously are they taking any other precaution with maintaining a safe environment for actual theatergoers? You know.
Yeah, they don't care, man. They're just hurting in the wallet right now. They're desperate. They're desperate to get people back in there, so they could care less. I mean, just the idea of being trapped in a theater with everyone's germs and stuff for 2 hours at a time.
You know what's selling out first at the theaters, right? The very back damn row of every film that is showing, because you're the safest bitches in the house because you're at the top and you're coughing down on everyone else.
And then your food's all out in the open. You got your popcorn sitting out, your hot dogs, your nachos, and it's, I don't know, it's just that's all. It's gross. I just can't imagine doing it. So it's gonna be a hell of a year for like home releases for movies. I think.
I can't wait to see Tenet in 4D on my 65-inch TCL.
TLC.
I'll let you know how it looks, Jack.
I hope they just like. I hope they just commit to just like. All right, forget it. All the big blockbusters. We're just gonna go straight
all
to,
in.
Let's just go straight to home release, and then we can start planning like home viewing parties where we can like project movies onto the wall, and then we can sit outside, set up our own seats, and not worry
spread
about
spread Corona to your friends. It's perfect.
Yeah. I want to watch Top Gun, man.
I can't believe are you so adamant about watching it because you heard like Kumail Nanjiani's in like the post credit scene or something? Like, what the hell?
Oh, I hope that's the case.
Oh my God, you'll buy it every day of the week, twice on Sunday. Jesus,
that in Mulan.
Oh my God, seriously,
that hasn't come out yet. My God,
it's that's right. It's supposed that Black Widow and Top Gun, Black Widow and Mulan. Those are the three that I wanted to watch.
Okay, so we're not talking about sports, but do you think that they would show Mulan to the NBA players at Disney World?
Of course.
In addition to Black Widow.
Of course.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
I don't know. I'm just curious. I don't know. Like, Black Widow is your standard tentpole. Mulan, you know, it might resonate with the NBA player because Mulan came out around the time that they were kids. But I don't know. Like, it, you know, Kung Fu and like, I don't know. It's a different type of film. But I'm curious because they haven't mentioned shit about shit when it comes to Mulan. So
no, they'll definitely show it. It's I mean, yeah. They'll make him sign some sort of NDA that they're not allowed to release anything or leak anything, but yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it is what
why
it is.
Not?
I got to work on my crossover then so I can get the first glimpse of Mulan. So I don't have any confidence in the movie theaters and their disinfecting procedures, but just real quick going back into like the physical fitness thing, someone I do have all the confidence in the world in is the chiropractor that I've just been introduced to. Do you guys do the chiropractor physical therapy stuff, like, or have you done it at any point?
I'm intrigued by it, but I'm scared to have someone crack my back and neck and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's one of those things where for the longest time I felt like they're stretching you out and you feel good in the moment, like for like the, say 12, 24 hours after the treatment. But then after that, you're sore and it's just a mechanism for them to get you back in the door. So the missus has been going to a chiropractor in Arlington and, you know, I had this mindset about it. But I had a recent injury, a fairly recent injury from, you know, trying to stay fit in the household. I got to make use of those pull-up bars that nearly killed me.
Arm
bars. And made my wife a widow. Yes, the arm bars. So I screwed myself up with that thing, and then I went to go see the chiropractor. And I found out, this is the upset of the century, this guy's a member of the Bode Horde.
really How'd you find that out?
I have no idea. Now I remember. I walked in with a Commonwealth Dry Goods t-shirt, and he's like, oh, like, yeah, I happen to be the chiropractor for the Mason track team. And I'm do you listen to Chad's show? Oh, my God. Hey. Wait, you're Asian John. that's a weird moment to have with someone who's about to spin your head off the top of your shoulders.
That's so funny.
But yeah, this guy is a member of the Horde. I filled him in on some recent developments, and he turned white as a ghost, and I was really afraid after that. But yeah, he's a good dude, and he's been I've been seeing him twice a week for the last 3 weeks, so he's been breaking me down slowly and efficiently. But I think I'm on board with the whole chiropractory thing practice. I won't come out and say it's something I would fully endorse to you guys just yet. But if you have like nagging stuff or any specific issues, you know, it's probably something to at least try out and, see where your head's at and, you know, might get you in a better place.
But
I'll give you the full verdict soon enough.
But is it like a permanent fix where you feel like things have changed?
No.
So it's,
I'm
just as good as a hand
a
job, pretty much. Just like that.
Did you say
that,
a hand job?
Yeah. What? It's just like that quick release, and you're just like, oh, that feels so good.
HJ.
That's really not going to make me feel better about going
back. And then you're going to want to go back for more.
ZJ.
That's if you got to ask, big man, you can't afford it. That's why they ask you for the credit card up front if you want to keep it on file, so you don't keep asking for how much. Yeah. But yeah, it could very well be the thing that I thought it was, you know, like that they just a mechanism to keep people coming back for more. But the wife seems to be in a good spot. The stuff that I've been trying to fix seems to be progressing at a decent enough clip. So yeah, I got a couple more visits before I have a longer decision, a long-term decision to make about going back. But
how long are those appointments where they start breaking you down? Is it like,
dude, the best part is when they hook up the electrodes, not to your balls, because I know that's where you're going, but whatever part of your body. So I have like a shoulder, elbow issue. Like they hook it up to my shoulders.
Clockwise.
And Yes, clockwise. But it's going, Jack. It's going for like 20 minutes at a time, and they're like they're just zapping the hell out of you. And all of a sudden, I look. It's a break into Electric Boogaloo in that little tiny studio, and my arms are flailing. It's a scene, man.
What the hell?
But the blood's flowing, and like
of course it is.
Like when the guy walks. The guy walks out. I'm trying to like extend the timer on the thing so it keeps going. But I think in all, yeah, extend it. It's like 30 minutes in all, but like most of it spent just sitting there getting electrocuted, which doesn't sound as horrendous as you would think. It's actually quite enjoyable. It's like a massage, except it's with electrodes.
Insert a quarter for an extra 2 minutes.
So nasty.
No, I swear to God, I could have just been slapping the thing in like 30 minutes stat. Got my $70 worth.
That's what they need to do when you're at a spa getting a massage. They should put like a little button that if you just want like an extra 5 minutes, you just press the button and they charge you. That it's yes. better for them because when you're in the moment, you're just like, five more minutes. So you just can be like,
jerk me off for 5 more minutes.
Do it again.
Awful. Well, that's my little chiropractor rant, I think. I don't know.
Nice. So you guys, as he's breaking your neck, he's talking about Big O and Dukes with you. That's awesome.
Dude, when I told him that Drab was having kids, you would have swore I told him that I just punted his dog. Like, it was, he's a little behind on the episode.
Oh, so he doesn't listen.
No, he's fully aware of everything, but I think he's like this dude's busy. He's running through like jackasses like me, like, every few minutes, just one room's filled up, clean it up, next one. But he, when I say like he was very attentive to the whole cleaning thing, like me being confident in that, they don't screw around. They're misting disinfected in the air, like they're
non-toxic.
Changing the sheets. Like, yeah, exactly. Look, I'm still here. Still drinking gin. But yeah, like they take that stuff seriously. But he's so busy that there's no way he could be up to snuff. I think he told me that as soon as his wife leaves him and his kids are off on their own, he can catch up on all the shows. So there's a plan in place.
Nice.
Speaking of the Nest, did they have any protocols for you guys as you come in and hang out? And
that's a negative. That's a negative.
You should ask.
That's a negative.
Well, look, I know, not to say that I'm going to make any judgments on anyone's political proclivities, but just being who I am. Look, I'm Asian John. Like, the reputation precedes me, so there may be some prejudice against a little Chinese-looking guy walking into an enclosed room with no open windows.
You so, walk in, everyone's just like...
yeah, so very much that
was,
scene.
Was Odd Jill there, too?
Was that?
Was Odd Jill there too? Having two.
Fortunately, not. So I think they lowered their guard because that 6 foot mongoloid wasn't walking into the studio. It was just me. I love Odd Jill. We're good. But I walk in. I have the mask on, and then you know the night progresses. Everyone's having a gay old time, and then the show's over. And then after a while, I look across the room. No mask. And I'm the asshole on the side of the room, the only person in the room of like 15 people with a mask on.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, rather conspicuous, but nobody, to their credit, they didn't give me shit for it. Like, no one really made a big deal out of it. So, you know, if I needed a drink, I just kind of lifted the bottom of the mask and threw back a mouthful of whiskey, and then that kept me going for another, like 10 minutes.
You know the funniest face mask I've seen on the internet? It was this dude in Vegas. He took, you know, the top of like a baby wipe, how they have the lids. He turned that into a face mask. So then when he's at the casino, he just flipped it
Didn't
open.
Didn't you send that to us?
Oh, did I?
You may have. I don't know.
That's hilarious. I was like, that's genius. I'm sure the face mask doesn't work, but.
That's like, a pretty ingenious way to repurpose something, I would think.
Yeah, because that's the part I don't understand because, you know, with National Harbor talking about opening up very soon, I'm like, okay, they're all talking about, like, social distancing and all that stuff, but if you're at the casino and they allow smoking and drinking, you're going to take off your mask at some point, so how do you do all that? How do you touch chips that people have touched and then drink and smoke and eat, and I don't know. That's
you touch it with your mechanics covert tactical gloves. Right?
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, Vegas now is mandating masks. So, you know, before they were like, no masks, but now they're completely mandated.
The mayor of Las Vegas has come around, has it?
Correct. Have you seen that one video of Palm Beach County? There, where they were mandating the board of Palm Beach County, Florida, like unanimously mandated, you know, wearing masks, and people were just went batshit
apoplectic,
crazy, and so they were comparing it to Parks and Rec, like the town hall meetings that they would have, and it was like literally like every person that was up there was definitely the characters that they would throw up in the show. So I was laughing my ass off, but also crying, dying inside.
It's definitely a world where Jerry Gergich is the president, and the world has fallen into disarray.
I think there's even like a cut where they combine the two, the parks.
I think Sumo posted that, didn't he?
I'm not sure. I don't remember, but yeah, it was.
Oh, somebody doesn't follow Sumo on the gram.
I do. I don't. So a lot of his stuff is a little. Sometimes it's very jarring, so I kind of just.
Man, that mofo! Okay. I told him he needed to get on the show and have a chat with us before the baby comes.
I need survival tactics, and I will never know what we need to survive the next phase, which will obviously entail weapons and extreme social distancing.
Well, that's his MO, and he's like freaking a master at that. So I mean, he moved to West Virginia. Yeah, he moved to like the backwoods of West Virginia. So he's winning in that.
God bless him.
Yeah,
man.
Good for him.
No, he's sitting in the catbird seat for damn sure. We are the plebes that are in imminent danger, and we're closer to the dickheads in Florida than he will be for quite some time.
For sure.
All right. Well, we talked about Jay, who's a new father. It was Father's Day this past Sunday.
Nice. That was nice transition.
Than I could have hoped for. how did you guys spend it? Anything weird with everything else going on? Like, or was this a regular Father's Day at home for you guys?
Just at home. What can you do? I can't go out to dinner. But no, we just hung out. Grilled some, had a grill, bought a new grill, so pulled that out and made some burgers for the kids and for myself, and hung out. That's all. Nothing too fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you guys?
Same for you?
Yeah, it's. I mean, the whole Father's Day bit isn't as glamorous as the Mother's Day bit.
No,
not
at all.
Mother's Day, it feels like it's a festive moment, and everyone's all like, "We love you, Mom," and this and that.
When
it's Father's Day,
Father's
Day is just like they feed you well. I guess that's what happens on Father's Day. You get the things that you want to eat. Typically, it's like you
get the big piece of chicken.
There you go. That's exactly it. But
you got so in addition to the big piece of chicken, you got something else, right?
Yeah. So that caught me off guard. I think so. It's so funny because it's like the past couple weeks we've been talking a lot about SupDawg, and
that's SupDawg if you're scoring at home.
and it's like I think initially she was like, What the heck are you watching? It's so dumb.
Sup, Doc?
And then once she kind of caught on to what it was, she was just she was just like, is that Liam?
I like this.
She's like, Liam can do that. I was like, yeah, he missed out on that opportunity.
That is Liam.
There's so many revenue streams lost.
and then once I think she got word that he does like birthday shout outs. I guess she had this clever idea that she was going to reach out to him to see if he
Great
does
call.
Any Father's Day shout outs. And so she was like, it's funny. Like I was asking her how that exchange went. Cause I was like, you DM'd him. You slid into his DM.
She slid into the DMs. That's what's up.
But then she said he stayed in full, like, the full character the entire...
He did not break kayfabe.
Not at all.
Good for him.
So the entire time, he was playing the character. And
pay on PayPal or Apple Pay?
Venmo, doc.
Oh, Venmo. Make sure. Two-factor authentication. Oh, man.
So I think... So that was like the surprise for me. But then she... when he said he was going to do it, she's been like... She didn't know, like, you know, this is what he does a bad job with. It's like, he doesn't tell you, like, when it's going to show up, or he doesn't. She thought she was going to get a preview of what it was, or, you know, he's just like, when she reached out to him, he's just like, all right, send me some photos, and if there's a music or something, and then he'll put something together. And, but then she never got to see it, and then she was like waiting, and then he didn't actually post it until like 9:10 p.m. on Father's Day. So she was already in bed, and then I was laying there, and I was like, got tagged by Sepdog. I was like, what the heck? I was like, how did he tag me?
What the heck is this, man?
funniest thing ever. And then in addition to that, I got a follow from him. I'm sure he follows everybody, but then I got a follow from him. I was like,
the plot thickens.
Maybe I need to slide into his DMs and get him on the show.
Yep. What do you think about podcast, Doc?
Doc. Yeah,
that's
so
awesome. At least we got that going for us. Yeah, but you enjoyed the gift, it sounds like.
Yeah, and then just to find a way that I can keep it forever, she bought me a one of, you know, those audio recording greeting cards. So she got me a card that you can record stuff. So then we played the audio and we recorded it. So now I have it captured in this greeting card forever. So it's awesome.
So nothing.
So every time I open the thing, it's just like, "Hey, Mantri."
Understood.
So real quick, when is he going to be on the show?
I don't know.
Oh, coin flip situation.
We'll coin flip it.
Yeah, once we, I'm trying to wrap up some work stuff. Once that, I think I'll reach out to him and just see if I can line that up.
It's cool.
It'll be a fun segment.
I will just say I'm friends with Ice, and he'll know exactly what we're talking about. So that'll be great to see come to fruition. glad you guys had a good
The beer tender is like, why have him on when you have the OG right here?
Oh man, your guy should come to Mustang Sally. Oh man, we have a sour fest. Oh man, this one fermented 14 days. The barrel in my car. Oh man. Hey Liam,
you missed out on your opportunity, dog.
Yeah, you know, ever since I got shamed for being a fan of Dat Fan, I think I just kind of crawled back into my corner and just let that bit die. But and now I see that it has it's got legs, it's got new life. So perhaps the sun will shine on me before long.
Ah, that was good. You do anything on Sunday, John?
I got that Paisano's Father's Day deal where they took 50% off and got the extra large. So yeah, it was nice. good Sunday for me.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's excellent. What the hell did I do? No, I think that was it. Yeah, it was good. It's fine.
Fun times.
Yeah, good times all around. Well, we'll segue out of that. Speaking of good times, I know Ice had himself. I know Ice, you are busy as all get out, but you definitely took 2 hours out of your day. Was it Wednesday to jerk off to the stoic face of Tim Cook and the
Monday
folks at Apple? Monday?
Monday.
The days are squeezing together. So it was WWDC.
Yes.
Which is basically your Christmas in June.
Worldwide Developer exactly. Conference, man. Come on.
Yeah, look at you.
How dare you?
What are you, developer? Who are you?
No.
Help me unpack all of that. I knew that it looked like, rather, that they recorded it out of the WWE Performance Center, But like, take me through the steps, because this is usually an event that has like people and sycophants in attendance that are just aching for every bit of news that comes out of it. Like this whole thing was different, obviously, with what was happening this year. But like, how did you walk into this, and how did you feel seeing that thing play out the way that it did?
Right on. I mean, typically Apple, most of their events that they do throughout the year is for media. So it's for the press, for bloggers, you know, staff, things like that. So they get them to come to these company product launches, and it's a big show. And that's why they want press there, because then they're going to write about it and publicize all that stuff. WWDC is the one event that's purely dedicated to the developers. It's for the people that build these apps and softwares for the App Store, and that's their livelihood. And
dorks.
This is where, yeah. But this one, what? Like, it's, and so they
no,
this is the one event that they, because after they built the new headquarters, they always bring the media to their headquarters to do the events now.
Cupertino.
But WWDC is something that they always still book, like a big auditorium, and that's where they can house all these room of dorks, you know. So this year I was kind of curious how that was going to turn out, because they had to make the decision early on that they're just, because of COVID, they're not going to hold this event anymore. So they announced that it was going to be a virtual event. So I was like, wow. Apple doing a virtual event. It's weird, because every
shouldn't
other
they be good at that? Like, shouldn't that be something that's already in their wheelhouse?
Yeah, you would think no, I don't know.
Every other company that has done or attempted to do a virtual event has been pretty lackluster. It's just, it didn't have the same
cachet,
blah, you know?
Cachet.
Yeah.
Please stop saying blah, blah.
Love of everything.
But dude, I give it to them, man. The production that they put into this was phenomenal. Like,
Vince McMahon did it again.
I mean, just as a videographer, just to understand I wouldn't even call myself a videographer, but just like the little bit that I've done in video, to see what they pulled off it's amazing. The shot was so perfect. It was clean. The transitions were really cinematic, and they did a really good job. And you know, it kept the pace up because it was all produced. Right. So I think it's they hit a home run. This is probably going to be like the new golden standard for how you do virtual events moving
the
forward.
The golden
tee. Yeah. So
WWDC.
But aside from that, I mean, WWDC is always geared around software. Like, it's just like, basically now they have a whole slew of products: watch, phone, Macs, TV. So it's all about like the OS that runs all these things and what they plan on launching. You know, it's a preview to the developers. Here's what we've been working on that you guys can take and start building your new apps. So I mean, that's essentially
continue
what it was.
Your whoop-la.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So and
Jack,
then,
did you watch it all or no?
I just got the updates. I mean, some of the iOS 14 coming out.
But you didn't see like the production,
no,
like,
I,
the lens flares and like the drone shots.
Not at all. I saw none of the production value. No.
My God, it was a sight to behold, man.
But yeah, I mean, out of all that, I mean, we don't need to get too nerdy about all this stuff.
Please
but
don't. Please but, don't say silicon the way that they said silicon.
It's not silicone. I thought it was silicone.
You say silicon.
I thought it was silicone. I think we established it last week, but like it sounded weirder than I've ever heard it before. Like silicon. But yeah, just give us like the major plot points from your end.
ARM processors.
The three big news. One, yes, Apple is switching to their own processor. So
Intel.
For the longest time, they switched to Intel. They've been using Intel for years now, and I think they're confident enough in their own chips that they're gonna drop Intel and use their own chips, which is, you know, is ballsy,
yeah,
but
for sure.
Good for them.
Cojones.
And the next big headline that came out was all the new features, like new quote unquote new features for the iPhone, the iOS, which is basically all the same features that you've seen on Android for years. And they tend to do this. They do this a lot where Android would come out with it first, and then Apple would then take those same features and roll it out as it's something brand new and try to package it in a way that feels new.
Widgets.
Yeah, widgets, pretty much. So now you can like drag widgets onto your home screen, and you can customize your home screen and this and that. So, I mean, overall, it's like, it's cool. I mean, what they're bringing, like, widgets to the iPhone, it's going to make things a lot better. But, you know, it's nothing new. It's nothing like, it's like, final, but like, finally, you guys are catching up. But it's like, but when they do it, they tend to do things right. So I'm hopeful that once you actually experience it, it's going to be like, okay, this is cool, you know. But it's not anything like mind-blowing new. They didn't show any new devices. They never do. So that's going to be that's the big event in the in September. All right, so that's three? The one to
what's
keep your
the,
eye on.
The last one.
The last one is your the Mac OS. So this is the first OS that's that. So up until now, all the OS has been OS 10 dot something. So this has been everything that you're running on your Macs for the last many years has been 10 dot something. This is the first one that's 11. So they've trying to say that this is the next step in the next line of OS. So for this to be proclaimed in 11, they're trying to say that this is going to be like a big step forward, but I don't know, man. I don't think it was that impressive. It feels
you totally glossed over the biggest point.
Well,
of
don't
it
you
all.
Think the what? The Mac? Oh, sorry, John, to tramp all over you, but the Mac OS isn't it? I'm hearing that it's more inclined to iOS. It's more leaning that way.
Yeah.
It's not actually its own OS. Like it's leaning that way. So,
I think they're trying to leverage existing patterns and make them consistent across them, but it's weird because when you see the design of how you see it on a phone or a tablet on a screen, you're kind of inclined to touch it and press it, but you're clicking these things.
Right.
So that's where it's kind of different. So I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
I was just going to say they changed the name to Big Sur.
Yeah. They change the name every year.
Right.
So,
but yeah. I mean, like, wasn't it I guess I totally missed the transition. Like it used to be like just numbers and letters, and now it's like Catalina and Yosemite and Big Sur.
Oh yeah, and like I think the last 5 years they switched to naming the OS. Before it used to be named after cats, so like tiger, yeah. Panther, lion,
yeah, yeah,
leopards.
I'm not completely insane.
Yeah, and then after
they
that,
totally slipped a jab on that one.
And then after that, they decided to instead of I think they were running out of cats, so then they switched over to like landmarks in California. So
Mac OS. 75.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Sup, dog? Mac OS.
Yeah. So all in all, I think it was a great event. I think there was a lot of work that they previewed, and I think it's one of those things where you just got to get your hands on it and try it before you have like a true opinion.
Gotta get my paws on it, yo.
What's that?
That's a weird thing to say in the middle of that.
I got to get my paws on it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Other than that, I guess it was underwhelming.
The show, dead in its tracks.
No, it's not underwhelming. It's a lot of fluff. I mean, it's just it's a lot of OS and software.
You know what it is? It's refinements. It's not nothing like revolutionary.
No.
Like I think we're always like, anytime there's an event, you're hoping that someone's going to come out here and change the game and drop something that we've never seen before. But I think a lot of what they did this year has been just like refinements, like really like focus on like the details of design, focus on the details of like the experience of like what's the most important to you. Oh, actually, another big feature, your watch can actually track your sleep cycles. You know, that's one thing that the Apple Watch has been missing since day one, because everyone was like, oh, this is like going to be a Fitbit competitor. But because it lacked the sleep tracker, people were like, I still have to use my Fitbit. So finally, after what, 5 years, 6 years, they can finally track
They're
your
like
sleep.
An Apple Watch 6 now, right?
Five. Oh, yeah.
Well, five is already out on the street, but I'm saying, like, the next one's going to be 6.
Yeah, yep.
But don't I need to charge my Apple Watch while I'm sleeping?
yeah. So you figure out when you're going to have the time to do
that.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
All right, real quick, then. We'll get out of this before long. So should I upgrade from my 2010 MacBook Air to an iPad Pro or a MacBook? Based on what you've seen this week,
I feel like for what you're planning, what I think you're planning on doing,
I think an iPhone 12 would be an upgrade from my MacBook Air at this rate.
I think for what I think you're going to do with it, you need to get a laptop, not an iPad.
So, I was leaning in that same direction.
It's like if you weren't going to do anything, because I know that at some point you're going to end up using it to do some production for the show and some really intense, like,
I type promise of you projects. Guys, I'm going to do some work for the show.
so when you do that, I just don't think an iPad's going to cut it because it's kind of like a
not even the Pro with the floating keyboard.
No, because it's a different experience when they take these apps and drop it on a tablet. It's they kind of dumb it down a little bit, and while it's really powerful and you can still figure it out, I just feel like the you need like a true desktop style operating system to run some of these things. But to like students out there, all they do is go to school, write reports, do projects. Dude, iPad Pro all the way, man. That's the way to go.
The definition is unparalleled. I get it.
Yeah.
All right. I have my marching orders. Jack, you gonna buy anything on the heels of WWDC?
No, not at all. I'm not buying anything. No.
He is gonna fix our Mac Mini in the studio, though. Yeah.
I'll be on your doorstep first thing in the morning, sir.
Yeah. I gotta fix it. Don't worry. I have my tools and everything here.
Your small, tiny tools. Okay, so we'll palate cleanse out of that. Ah! Should we give a nod to our what the hell?
Sorry,
is that?
That was the palate. That was the palate cleanse. Ah!
It sounds like the palate was fighting back. Should we give a verbal nod to our friends at GoDaddy real quick?
Yes.
Yes.
Silence. It sounds like a vote of confidence from you guys. All right. On that note, GoDaddy is the world's largest and most trusted domain registrar that empowers people like you. Yes, you, Beard Tender 69 and Uncle Phil, with creative ideas to succeed online. Buying a domain name is easy with GoDaddy's domain search tool and domain name generator tools. You can find the perfect website address for your business. But GoDaddy offers more than just a platform to build your website. GoDaddy offers everything you need to create an effective, memorable online presence. And if you already have one or more of their products, transferring your domain, website, or hosting to GoDaddy lets you consolidate your web presence with one provider so it's easier to manage. And for the Bad Slant listeners, you, Phil, and Liam, visit our page at badslant.com/support and click on the GoDaddy banner today to find the perfect .com starting at just $4.99. Damn, that's cheap. Get going with GoDaddy today.
GoDaddy.
GoDaddy.
GoDaddy. We gotta get back to the bit where we did the whole thing as a Jean-Claude Van Damme. it comes off so much more effective and assertive, I think. All right, should we just we got like 5 minutes left in the show at this rate. Should we just go like quick one hitter quitters now? Yeah,
sure.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Blast right through. Did you guys have an immediate erection when you heard that Michael Keaton was potentially dipping his toes back into the role of Batman?
Yeah. Yes. Even better, there are rumors that he's going to be in the Flashpoint film, one of the best story arcs in the DC comic universe.
Okay.
Arc.
So Ice got like 10 minutes to nerd the hell out. Can you give us like a 1 minute synopsis of what the hell that whole thing means with Flashpoint?
So basically it's as if in our universe, Thomas Wayne and Martha Wayne die and Bruce becomes Batman. It's actually that Bruce
I think in our universe they died like
right,
four
but
times.
in this retelling of the story, the Flash goes back in time and changes the whole time continuum, and now Bruce Wayne dies and his father becomes the Batman, and he's much more violent and much more bitter, and he's an older Batman. So a lot of things ensue. It's great. Like I said, watch the animated films, the Flashpoint with the Justice League Flashpoint, DC Comics. Watch that. It's great. It's very graphic.
Can I see that in HBO Max?
It's an animated flick. I don't think so, man. They don't. I'm not on that platform.
They have DC flicks on there. Maybe
they got DC content.
Yeah. Is it the animated flicks?
I think they have some. Okay, animated
well.
Stuff there.
In any case, watch this. All right,
I'll search and I'll let you know.
Right.
About that.
Okay. And then, like, Wonder Woman is like this.
So did the Flash just run backwards?
Basically,
like a really
because
long time
he, yes, he ran so fast that he like changed the course of time to try to save his own mother. So,
that's like Superman.
Correct. It's very nerdy, but it's very good. Very, very good. Watch it. But yes, that's the Flashpoint. Film. It's rumors that Keaton's gonna be in it. Is awesome. So stoked.
It's basically just like a multiverse type of thing.
Yes,
right?
Yes. So they're all trying to scramble to wreck. Trying to resolve this issue, basically, that what the Flash started.
On how bad the DC films have been.
Yes. Like the Snyder Cut, right?
That's all you had to say. Snyder Cut, 2021. Ice doesn't care at all. Okay.
I'm trying to see if Flashpoint is on HBO Max.
You let me know. I have it when you come back into the studio. I have HBO Max installed on the TV here in the studio.
The Killing Joke is on there though.
Ooh,
yeah. Oh, that's animated.
Very good one.
Yeah,
very good.
There you go.
There you go. Very good. Bob's your uncle. All right. Now we're cooking with fire. Okay. Was I the only one who watched the final episode of The Last Ride with The Undertaker?
Yes.
Oh, dude.
No.
I tried to keep watching, but Your
WWE
subscription say didn't quite work for me.
Multi-factor
authentication. It said your thing expired.
Oh.
Well, I've been watching it the entire week, so there's got to be a glitch in the matrix somewhere. But
all right, we'll talk offline.
So you haven't had a chance to see it, but we'll follow up next week. But I'll say it's not the conclusion that everyone thinks it is. So the spoiler alert, the rumor is that this last episode of the miniseries is that The Undertaker is hanging up the boots for good. And if he goes out on this note, it's perfectly fine. I think everyone would be happy with that because he's so broken down and just like they're wheeling him out to the ring at this point. Like it's so sad to see. But if he goes out at this point, like I think everyone will be happy. But I would definitely encourage you guys to check it out, even if you have just a passing interest in wrestling and The Undertaker. Just kind of see where his head's at, and see the progression of his character into from The Undertaker into Mark Calloway, which he's been kind of hesitant to reveal to the world. But it's intriguing to see, and I know I bitched and moaned quite a bit about how the show went, but I think it's. If it ends here, I think it's something that we can all kind of walk away with good feelings. So,
yeah, I mean, just the other day, I felt like it was probably after the final episode aired, I saw a bunch of like thank you takers and all that stuff.
I was kind of pissed at that because I hadn't seen it yet. And I saw the hashtag. I was like, well, I guess it's over.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I guess I know how this series ended.
It's only 6 weeks wasted, you pieces of shit. But yeah, it's still something worth to check out. And and in addition to that, you watch the series, and you can watch the actual WrestleMania match, the Boneyard match with the one AJ Styles.
Oh, I've seen that one.
You've seen that one?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, perfect. Well, that gives you the proper context, but to kind of see the whole thinking behind that whole thing and how it played out, I think would be a good afternoon well spent.
Very good.
Did we talk about Bill and Ted last week or no?
We did not.
No.
We did not. I'll be honest. My book is wiped completely clean of Bill and Ted. I think this one kind of hit home with Ice more than any of the three
Station.
Of us.
Station!
But I'll say this. I just thought it's great to see Keanu Reeves as a complete freaking moron.
I think that's all it is, man. I think it was
he's
just...
He's dumb again.
It's like, after, I mean, it's been so many years since the last Bill and Ted that it's hard to remember much about it. And the trailer tried to give you bits and pieces of what you kind of remembered.
Shout out to Death.
And then, so it's just seeing it again and just seeing Keanu, like, kind of taking himself lightly again and doing some stupid stuff, and you know, it's cool, you know, and that's I like these like shut off your brain dumb movies, like that's you know, that's in my wheelhouse, man. I dig it.
It's all the whoopla you need.
You thought he was gonna say it too. I thought he was gonna say it.
I'm trying not to.
I was
say
so
it.
Ready.
Whoopla.
He gave Liam so much shine this episode. Take his foot off the gas. All right. Anything else you guys want to like close out on?
Watch Just Mercy. You gotta watch it.
I do like me some Michael B. Jordan. Like his character in Black Panther as Killmonger was a 10 out of 10. He might have been as good as a villain as
very
Marvel
good.
Cinematic Universe has ever seen, and that's including Thanos.
It's so good that you kind of wish that somehow they kept him alive just to see more of him, right? Because it's just like,
yeah.
But he was great in this movie, man. Like, Just Mercy.
So he was not Killmonger in this movie, is what you're saying.
No, but he was awesome, man. The two main stars is Michael B. Jordan and Jamie Foxx, and they both were great in this movie.
Wait, wasn't Captain Marvel in this too?
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely,
he totally forgot.
Yeah, Brie Larson. Yep. It took me till the end of the movie because like the whole movie I kept telling my wifey, I was like, damn, that girl looks familiar.
Oh my god, really?
And she was like,
it's Envy Adams from Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
That's what she was just like, really? And I was like, oh, that's who it is. I knew it. But such a great movie, man. Because I mean, with all
movie buff,
with everything going on this month, I think they've been putting a lot of these Black Lives Matter theme movies out there just to show all the racial equality stuff. And this was one of the movies. So they're making a lot of these movies free on a lot of the streaming platforms. So like, you can actually watch Just Mercy on Apple TV. You can watch it on Amazon Prime. It's completely free. I think it may just be for this month. I don't know if they're going to keep it running beyond this month, but it's getting like 99% on Rotten Tomatoes from the audience, so it's a great movie.
Damn.
And it's one of those like when it came out, like, and you knew who was in the movie, you're like, oh, I'll check that out one day, but you never really think about watching it. And then it was so.
I definitely saw trailers in the theaters, like when we could go back to theaters.
And it's a little deep, so you don't want it. It's not one of those background movies, so don't put it on and just like work and half listen. Like, you really just gotta like put things down, pay attention, listen to the story, it'll get you, man. It's there's some mess up stuff in there.
Is that how you typically watch movies? It's just kind of like working and let it run in the background?
Well, typically, just because it's hard to find time, I just throw it on. And then if it's interesting enough, then I tell myself I have to go back and rewatch it. But it's hard.
Jackie wants to turn his brain off.
But this one, stuff. I was just like, okay, don't like put everything down. I'm gonna focus on this. And then it was great. It was a great movie. Okay. And I will bet that John will cry watching this movie.
Ooh,
probably. I definitely cried watching an episode of Top Chef. Oh, no way. I'm not gonna get through Just Mercy without shedding a few. So I appreciate the word of warning.
How do you cook that ribeye? Well done, Lou.
Shut up.
He overcooked the rice.
The reason why AJ got a little emotional watching this week is there was an Asian winner for Top Chef.
Okay.
This week.
That's what's up.
Or this season. And you know what? And she beat your boy, Jack.
My boy?
Brian Voltaggio.
You have a boy?
What? Why is that my boy?
And Jack... Well, Jack, number one, you turned me on to Top Chef. Like, that's you gave me, like, the Did you even like DVDs or some shit? I forget. Like, but you turned me on to the show. That's all I know. But Brian Voltaggio is like he's got a local presence here in the DC area. And he's got the restaurant at the MGM
the Harbor Inn in Maryland. Yes,
and he's at Vault. I've eaten there twice. But yeah, he was 0-2, and he came back for a third season of Top Chef All Stars.
Okay.
Yeah. So he came back, but
who won?
Spoiler alert! I know you. Asian chef, as I mentioned before, Melissa King, somebody who didn't really stand out the first time that I saw her in Top Chef, but she came back for a second round, and like to see her go from someone who's just kind of like in the middle, and become like head and shoulders a favorite going into the last episode.
Gadoosh.
And then and then like they announce her and she wins, and then like her mom is in the audience, and she breaks down, and then she breaks down, and Padma Lakshmi is hot as hell. Like there's so many things happening, like you just like it's hard to comprehend.
I think you just ruined it for Uncle Phil.
Spoiler alert.
It's only been a week, alert. Dickhead. Come on. Stop drinking watermelon beers and ketchup.
Damn.
Jeez.
It's like, great.
But yeah, I'm telling you, watch the episode and I went into the episode thinking one thing, and like there's so many ups and downs, and a reality TV show shouldn't take you on that type of journey, but it, you know, for whatever reason, this one does it for me. So, and again, Padma Lakshmi, hot as hell. Seeing another Asian chef win on the show, and you know, kind of walk through, you know, the trials and tribulations that we go through as, you know, Asians with our families, and that whole thing kind of play out. You know, it's a lot, and you identify with certain things, and you
react. So did you cry?
And I definitely did.
Yeah, you cried.
I choked up pretty hard.
It's all good, man.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, if Top Chef's not your thing, I mean, I get it, but I mean, it was a good watch, and you know, just another pleat in my cape for the emo piece of garbage that I am.
Ouch.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's it. Well, how did you guys feel about the quote unquote Freeform show this week? Pretty good.
Good.
Yeah.
We got to a lot of topics.
Yeah, topics, man.
Topics.
And I got to push the gloves that I'm gonna have at my house here before long. Oh,
perfect.
So that means you did order it.
Yes.
Yes,
I did.
Nice.
We didn't even talk about Machine Gun Kelly.
It's,
we
can say that's that fine. It's okay.
Dude, I had the longest like drawn out argument conversation with the wife about Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox today. That I don't know how to properly give it its proper proper due. Like it was so much deeper than I thought a conversation about Megan Fox could ever be.
Still, waters run deep.
Exactly. to this day, no idea what that means. All right. Well, if you guys are keeping track at home, GarageBand failed only once.
Oh my god.
Just once.
Just once. Once is a bad.
Not that bad.
Can make that work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Three times last week and seven before that, so we're actually getting better. All right.
Hopefully next week, no crashes, right?
Yep.
That's the plan? No,
yes, sir.
Right, Jack?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Well, good night, beer tender 6969 and Phil. I'm so sorry. We'll do better next year. <All right. laughs> Well, happy Bourdain Day to the folks. Do you guys don't celebrate Anthony Bourdain at all, do you? No? That could get that. That's way more emo than the show.
John's about to get deep.
What?
Nope. Just gonna keep drinking gin. That's all I'm gonna do. Well, I'll just say, happy Bourdain Day. Drink alcohol and celebrate.
Oh my god.
And the show. All right, good night.
Jack, do your line.
Up here. I'm already gone.